I hope you know that that amazing love of the Lord Jesus Christ was manifested for you too. And you can have that gift of eternal life if you've never received it by trusting him as your personal Savior tonight. Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, tonight is a night for the puppets. We've had two chalk drawings this week already. The Sunday night drawing regarding Calvary and the artist and the gypsy girl. The story we heard with that last night. The Fishers of Men story that we heard. And tomorrow night will be our third and final chalk drawing. We'll give all three of them away on Friday night, remember, to the folks who brought the most visitors throughout our special meeting for the week. So let me encourage you to keep inviting and asking folks. How many invited somebody today to come? How many asked somebody to come? Okay, good. There are a few folks, four or five of you that did. Good. Let me encourage everybody else to find somebody you can invite and ask as well to come and be with us for the meetings. This is the last nights of the meetings. We're sharing the gospel very plainly as well as some things for believers. So let me encourage you to line up a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, an enemy, somebody else you need to get to come that needs the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Let's see if Mrs. Webb can find anybody awake in a home in the castle for something tonight. Sure.
All right, let me just give a knock on the wall. We'll see who we have tonight.
Avastha, who's that knocking on the castle wall?
It's me.
No, it can't be me. I'm me.
Mrs. Webb.
Oh, Mrs. Webb, glad to be your voice, lass. Where are you?
I'm right out here.
Out on deck you are.
Oh.
There you are. You're a sight for sore eye.
Are you a pirate?
Aye, lass, of course I'm a pirate. Who else can be a man and get away with wearing a ruffled shirt like I've got on? One smart remark and I'll cut your tongue out when we cut this, I will.
Oh, I was going to say, I hope you're not one of those mean, nasty kinds of pirates.
No, although I am the descendant of Edward Teach, otherwise known as Blackbeard the Pirate, I is.
I've heard of Blackbeard before.
Aye, me great-great ancestries.
You don't have a black beard, though.
No, I got me color hair from me mother's side of the family.
So what is your name?
Me name is Captain Noah Teach. That's because I know a lot of Bible stories, it does. And I loves to teach them to folks at times, it does, as well.
Well, you must be the one we want tonight, then.
Well, normally it'd be the case, lass, but not this evening, you see. I just got me boat tied up down at the dock, I did. And I've got to get back down there and be sure me crew gets it unloaded. And I'd have to go back and unload it all myself. And it just won't do to be a captain and have to unload your own vessel, eh?
Oh, I guess not.
But it's also not worth being a captain if you can't have a bit of authority over the landlubbing puppets about these parts as well. So if you'd like, I'll shove off and see if I can't scare you up a crew. We might have a story for you this evening, aye?
Okay.
I'll be shoving off then, aye?
Aye.
Can you all say aye?
Aye.
Oh, that's not bad for an aye. I'd say aye, aye, but I've only got one aye.
Well, I'm glad the captain stopped by to say hello. Let me see if I can find somebody else.
Oh, hey, hi, how you doing, Mr. Webb?
Good, how are you?
Well, doing well. Magandang gabi, everyone.
Oh, what is that?
That's good evening in Tagalog, the language of the Philippines. That's where I come from.
Oh, interesting. Oh, what is your name?
My name is Caldwell.
Caldwell.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm a crow.
I can tell that you're a crow.
You know how I got my name?
How'd you get your name?
When I was first hatched, the first thing I said was, ga, ga! And my mother said, I called well, so that's what she named me.
Very interesting.
It's a good thing I didn't make a stupid noise. I could have been a Tweety or a Twitter or something.
Right.
I guess it would have been okay to be a Twitter. I could have had a lot of followers by now.
Right.
And I could have been best buds with the president of the United States, too.
Right. So, are you here to tell the story? Or
what? Oh, no, I was looking for the captain. I heard he was out here. Did I miss him?
He was here a minute ago.
Oh, I missed him again. Oh. I've been trying to catch up with him to put my application in for a summer job next summer.
Summer job?
Sure, who do you think takes the place of the crow in his crow's nest when his crow goes on vacation for the summer?
Oh, I guess that's you.
Yes, ma'am. That's where I worked this past summer. Boy, is that terrific, folks. You get to be way up there at the top of the mast. You get to see for miles and miles. You get to yell all that great stuff like, land ho! Rocks ahead! Abandon ship! They don't like to hear that one.
No.
Or iceberg in the water! They're not too fond of that one either.
No, that's not good.
But let me tell you, it's not the place you want to get stuck during a storm.
Oh, no?
No. You can imagine how much the deck is pitching around down there at sea level during a storm. Just imagine how much worse that's amplified. Way up there at the top of that mast.
Oh, right.
Want to talk about a place to see a black crow turn green? That's the place to do it.
Oh, dear.
Right, last summer we were sailing in the Gulf of Mexico, and a hurricane came up on us in a hurry. I guess that's why they call them hurricanes. Anyway, it struck us before I got a chance to get down out of the crow's nest. Had to ride out the whole storm up there at the top of that mast. Whew, I was going overseas by rail, if you understand my meaning, feeding the fish, when somebody hollered up from below, "Hey, Caldwell!" I said, "Hey, what?" They said, "Has the captain been up yet?" I said, "If I ate him, he's been up." It was awful, let me tell you. Oh, man, when it's storming like that, I'd much rather be flying over the storm.
You mean in an airplane?
Well, sure, my little stubby wings aren't good enough to get up over the storm myself, you know.
Right.
But I really don't like flying on airplanes as a rule.
You don't like flying on
airplanes? No, first of all, I can't stand airline food.
You don't like airline food?
No, they don't serve any good roadkill on those flights, you know what I mean? And secondly, they limit the amount of luggage you can take with you these days.
That's true.
And they charge you more for it, too.
Right.
So that means for a crow, I'm only allowed to bring one carry-on. Oh, a few people got that joke. Very good. There are some intelligent folks around here.
So where do you work the rest of the year when you're not with a captain?
Oh, where some of the other crows work.
Where's that?
For the telephone company.
You work for the telephone
company? Sure. Ever been driving down the highway and seen a crow sitting on a telephone wire or telephone pole?
Yes.
You know what we're doing?
What?
Making long-distance calls! And they don't pay us enough either. You can be sure that's the truth because a crow never complains without calls! But, you know, it's getting harder to work there these days.
Why is that?
It's all these wireless phone systems they have now. There's not even a pole or a wire to sit on. We have to report to a particular place in the air and hang there and flap our wings and pass messages back and forth.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, when it's really freezing cold in the winter or when it gets boiling hot in the summer, sometimes a crow passes out and you know what happens then.
What?
You drop a cell call.
Oh, that's it.
Next time you drop a call, just remember another crow bit the dust.
Well, listen, Caldwell, we want to have a story for everyone tonight, so...
Oh, that's the other reason I'm out here. You know, they tell you a little birdie told you something.
Yes.
I'm supposed to tell you from the puppets that the puppets aren't telling a story tonight.
The puppets are not telling the story.
No, sorry, everybody. The puppets are not telling a story tonight.
Wait. Who is telling the story?
Who says anyone is?
I'm sure someone must be.
Well, you're right. It's Brother Webb's wooden-headed friend.
Oh, okay.
You know who that is, then?
I do.
Okay, so you can introduce
I'll
him.
I'll introduce him.
Okay, I'll be on my way then. Hey, you know, we were talking about roadkill a minute ago. Have you noticed that you see crow feeding on roadkill, but you never see crow roadkill?
You mean dead crows?
Right. Know why?
Why?
We're smart. We put a lookout in the branches of the trees overhead. And if they see a vehicle coming, they warn the rest of us. Car! Car! Car!
That works.
We only lost a crow once, and that's when it was a bus, and the lookout did not know how to say, Greyhound! So if you need me for anything, you know where I live, right?
Right.
Just give me a caw.
Okay.
Caw, 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 caw.
Well, he said wooden-headed friend. That means Woody. Woody's our little dummy that travels along.
Watch it. I heard that remark.
Woody, I think you're supposed to come out and tell the story tonight.
Are you kidding, Mrs. Webb? You expect me to come out there now after you just got through calling me a dummy in front of all those folks?
Yes, Woody. We're all sitting here waiting.
Well, you can just sit there and wait.
Woody is a boy. Woody, we have a bunch of boys right here in the front. Come out and meet all the boys, okay?
Now, they're guys. They can handle it if I don't come out.
Let me try this. This usually works. Woody.
Now what, Mrs. Led?
There's some cute girls in here tonight.
Did you see cute girls? Oh, there's one. Hi there, girl. Hey, Woody, come on, stop that. And there's some other older girls, too. Hi, girls. Woody, come on. Quit making eyes at the girls, okay? I don't got to nick them. No. Why? I already got them. Everyone, let me introduce you to my friend here, especially to the cute girls. There's Sonora on that side, too! Oh, okay, Woody. You have a one-track mind, and I won't be derailed either. I guess not. This is my good friend Woodrow Charles. Some people call him Woodchuck. Most people just call him Woody. And all you girls can call me later. I'll give you my cell phone number. Oh, Woody, come on, stop that. Have a seat. Right there? Yes. I have to sit right there? Yes, you have to sit right there. What's the problem? It's slanted. Oh, Woody, come on. It's not that slanted. Besides, what difference does that make? It'll make me feel like a backslider. Woo! Oh, Woody, come on. Behave yourself. I am de-heating. No, you're misbehaving. No, I'm Mr. De-heating. I'm looking for Mrs. De-heating. Any of you girls want to volunteer? Woody, come on. Stop that. Look, Woody, aren't you glad you could be with us at the service at the church tonight? Oh, sure. I love coming to church. You do. Yeah, it's the other place you take me sometimes I don't like. You mean when I take you to school? School! Don't say school! I can't stand school! I hate school. I don't like school. Whoa. Wait a second, Woody. You really hate school that much? Well, it's not school I hate so much. No, it isn't. No, it's the principle of the thing.
Better be careful, Woody. Someday you're going to get us both in trouble. Not me. You're the one pulling the string. Okay, so you say you don't like going to school. Can't stand it. Okay, but I understand you've been taking a class lately. Okay, that it's not school. It's a course. Okay, so what are you training to be? Training? Yes, training. Training? Yes. Chugga, chugga, woo, woo. Woody, not choo-choo training. Now, come on. Be serious. What are you learning to be? Obnoxious. I think you're a PhD in that already. But no, listen, come on, Woody. Seriously, what are you learning to be? Oh, I am learning to become a lifeguard. A lifeguard. That's interesting, isn't it? Yes, but don't you, are Pastor Heffernan, Heffernan, I think you're going to sneeze. Stop it. Come on now. Heffernan, that's it. Yeah, okay. Get it straight. All right. Anyway, what? Don't you, are Pastor Heffernan, try it. What, being a lifeguard? Yeah. Why shouldn't Pastor or I try being lifeguards? Because you know how preachers are. No, how are preachers? You know, when you're going down for the third time, leaving your hand in the air, all they say is, God bless you. I see that hand, and that's a word of prayer. Okay, well, I can't make any promises for Pastor, but I'll think twice about it myself. Good. Okay, so how has your training been going? It was terrific until the other day. Wait, before you answer that, let me ask you, are you training by yourself? No. You're not? No. I have a friend. Oh, that's nice. What's your friend's name? Charlie Nutt. Charlie Nutt. You have some strange friends, Woody. You got a lot of nuts as friends, too, you know. Okay, well, look. So, as I said, how has your training been going? It was going just terrific until the other day. Well, what happened the other day? We got to the part in the book where you're supposed to rescue someone. Why was that a problem? We did not have anyone to rescue. Well, I guess you quit and went home that day. No, we found a victim. A what? A volunteer. You got somebody to volunteer to help you? We sure did. Who'd you get to help you? Do you know Quincy Gander? Quincy Gander. Isn't that the rich kid down the block who hates water? Up the block. And he hates water so much, he won't even take a bath. And you can smell him come to the floor, you see him. Yeah, well, wait, I don't get it, Woody. How's a guy like Quincy going to be any help to you with your life-saving lessons if he won't even take a bath? He hates water so much. Well, it seems that he jumped right into the water for us with all of his clothes on. Now, wait a second. This sounds a little fishy to me. We aren't fishing. We're lifeguarding. I understand that. But you're trying to tell us all a guy who hates water so much he won't even bathe actually jumped into the water for you with all of his clothes on. That does sound a bit suspicious, doesn't it? It certainly does. Are you sure that's what happened? Did I say he jumped in? I believe that was the word you used. Oh, I am so sorry. I used the wrong word. I see. So what should you have said? I should have said he fell in. Oh, so now he fell in, did he? Yeah, I suppose on account of slipping. Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh. Okay, so now he slipped. Uh-huh, and he fell. Yeah. Woody, he slipped. Uh-huh. And he fell. Nice chop drawing. Woody, all right, what? So I pushed him in. Yeah, well, now the truth is coming out. Well, Woody, poor Quincy doesn't even know how to swim. He's going to drown. Now that's what Charlie and me were there for. You mean Charlie and I. You weren't there. It was us two. All right, so what did you do? It was Charlie and me to the rescue. Woody, you said that already. No, you said that already. Okay, so what did you do? We both jumped into the water. You did. We said not the word Quincy was floundering. You did. We did not know we were fishing for flounder. Great. So what did you do when you got to him? Oh, that was easy. What? We each grabbed one of his legs. I see. And started swimming. Uh-huh. In opposite directions. Opposite directions? Woody, you must have scared poor Quincy to death. Oh, no. Being pulled apart took his mind off of how scared he was. Well, did you ever get him out of the water after a struggle? And what'd you do then? We administered artificial agitation. Woody, artificial what? Look, read my lips. Uh-huh. And if he can't read mine, yes, read yours. Okay, so artificial agitation. What is that? Well, we pulled and we pushed and we stuck on his stomach and we squeezed. That sounds awful. That's not all. That's not all. No, we did not know whether to roll him over a barrel or to roll a barrel over him. Oh, no. So we did those. Oh, boy, you rolled a barrel over him, too? Sure. It was no fun than a barrel of monkeys. And then he had that rundown feeling as well. Okay, well, look, anyway, did he ever wake up? You need to become conscious? Yeah, that, too. Yes, and he did something very strange. What do you mean? He ran right back and jumped in the water again. Woody, don't tell me you pushed him in a second time. No, he did it himself. He pushed himself in? No, you can't push yourself in. He ran and jumped in the water. Why did he do that? I'm not sure, but I do have a theory. You have a theory? What's the theory come from? It comes from what he said when he ran by me. What did he say when he ran by you? I'd rather not say. No, come on, Woody. What did he say when he ran by you? Well, if you nuts know, he said he'd rather die from drowning than from the artificial agitation we were giving him. Oh, I see. So what did you do then? We looked in the book, and the book said, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Oh, no. So we rescued an all-other again. Well, Woody, that's a very interesting story. But, you know, it does remind me of something else important tonight. What? There may be someone here tonight who's drowning. No. Is the ceiling leaking? Did the toilet overflow? No. I'm sure the toilet didn't overflow. I wondered why some of these kids looked a little flushed. Woody, I'm not talking about real water anyway. What other kind is there? I'm talking about the waters of sin. The waters of sin? That's right. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yeah, that somebody who's really drowning in water is going to die if they're not rescued. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. That's separation from God forever in a lake of fire. Yeah, the lake, at the swimming pool or the lake, there's a lifeguard who's there to rescue folks. That's right. And the Bible tells us there's a heavenly lifeguard to rescue the souls of men who are lost, and women and boys and girls too. Really? Yes, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save all who are lost. He died on the cross of Calvary and paid for every sinner's sin and rose again from the grave. And Woody, let me ask you a question. What would you do if you were swimming and you began to drown? What would you do?
Die?
Oh, no. I mean, if you were in the water and you started to drown, what would you do?
First, I would realize I was in big trouble and I could not save myself.
Okay, that's good. What's the second thing you do?
I would recognize there's a lifeguard over there and he can save me.
Okay, good. So what's the third thing you do?
Request his help.
Request his help. Help, Woody. Yes, that's right. Right. Help, no, Woody. Okay. Yeah, you holler for help. And then what?
Then the lifeguard says, forget it. Go ahead and drown.
No, that's not what he does.
You don't know my lifeguard, don't you?
Okay, Woody, look, no, sister, even that lifeguard would rescue you from the water if you cried out for help.
That is very true.
Okay. Well, you know, he wouldn't say no to anybody.
No, he would save anyone who calls.
That's exactly right. So the same thing is true spiritually.
What?
Well, if a person wants to be saved and they're drowning in the waters of sin, they need to realize that they're a sinner and they can't save themselves.
Okay, then
they need to recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the heavenly lifeguard and he's the only one who can save them from their sin and that he will save all that will call upon him. And so you know what number three is?
Request help.
I thought you were going to do that. Yeah, that's right. You call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, Romans 10:13.
Oh, I know that verse.
You do that? You know it?
Yeah. Hey, they were practicing their quizzing in here the weekend and tonight.
Oh, yeah, you heard that, did you?
I did. I was in the castle. I heard them quizzing.
Okay, good. So they know their Bible verses when they're quizzing. Yeah. So anyway, Romans 10:13. I know that verse. What verse?
Romans 10:13.
Okay, then say it.
Romans 10:13. What?
What? I thought you were going to say it.
I did.
I thought you said you know Romans 10:13.
I do. Romans 10:13. Didn't I get it right?
Woody, that's not the verse. That's just the reference. That the verse's address in the Bible.
Oh, no. I really know the verse. I do.
Okay.
Just give me a starter word.
Okay. How about
four?
Oh, good. Okay. So
how about another starter word?
Okay. For
whosoever shall call upon
the
name of the
Lord. Can you finish it now?
Shall.
Okay, be.
See, I told you I knew that verse. I'll tell you what, that's an easy one.
Okay, Woody, anyway, I hope that everybody here tonight will remember that verse as well, because it says whosoever, and whosoever means anyone. That's right. And anyone who calls on the Lord Jesus Christ, even tonight, can be saved. And the Bible says, Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. So, Woody, I hope that if there's anybody here tonight who's never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their heart and save them, that they will do that tonight.
I hope so. And I hope that those who know Jesus as Savior will be lifeguards helpers.
Lifeguards helpers?
Yes, throwing out the lifeline of the gospel to friends and neighbors so they too can be saved.
I hope they'll do that too, Woody, if they haven't been doing it before.
I hope so. Three. Do I hear four?
Woody, stop it. Come on. It's time for us to go.
Now, I want to sing a song first.
You want to what? Sing a song first?
What kind of a song? A love song for the girls?
No, Woody, come on, listen, no love songs for the girls. If you're going to sing a song, it's got to be for everybody.
Everyone?
Everyone.
What do you mean?
How about a Christian love song?
Like what?
How about Jesus Loves Me?
This I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Yeah, how about that one?
Never heard of it.
Oh, Woody, yes, you have too. Come on. You know that verse very, very well. We sing it all the time.
I know. I'm just kidding. I know that verse so well, I can even sing it backwards.
Woody, what?
I can sing it backwards.
Woody, come on. You're not just gonna sing Jesus Loves Me backwards?
No. Would I do that? Don't answer that.
Okay, all right. Look, you can sing Jesus Loves Me backwards.
Yes, I can.
No, Woody, no, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't.
Don't you feel funny arguing with yourself?
All right, look, Woody, if you say you can do this, you're going to have to do it. So I'll count to three, and then you're going to have to sing Jesus Loves Me backwards.
Well, I guess we can't do it then.
Why? Because you really can't sing Jesus Loves Me backwards?
No. Why? Because you can't count that high. Look, why don't you get the kids to help you count?
Okay, all right, that's fine. We'll count to three, but you still got to sing Jesus Loves Me backwards.
You don't think I can do it?
Yeah, I don't think.
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right, we'll see. Here we go, everybody. One.
So far, so good.
Two.
He's not lost yet.
Three.
Round of applause. He made it all the way to three.
Okay, Woody, come on. Time for you to sing Jesus Loves Me backwards.
Right now?
Right now.
This second?
This second.
Okay, here it goes. Jesus loves me. Bible tells me so. See, I told you I could sing it backwards.
Woody, that's not fair. We can't sing it that way.
I didn't say you could. I said I could. Wait a second. My neck hurts. There we go.
All right. How about doing it right this time?
Let's see, I've done it right and less than down the middle, too, if you want.
Well, Woody, okay. How about everybody sings it with you?
Oh, sure. I get the lead of singing. I'll get the lead of singing.
Okay. Yeah.
I can do that even faster.
You think? All right. We'll find out. All right. Everybody ready?
Here we go now. Nee, 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 nee. You.
Woody, stop it. A little something, a little advertising to the girls. Look, Woody, will you quit that? Just sing the song with everybody, okay?
Okay, here goes.
Woody, what are you doing now?
I'm clearing your throat.
Thanks, it's clear.
Okay.
All right.
So how'd the tooth trap go today?
Woody, will you just sing the song with everybody, okay?
Okay, oh, Mrs. Love is playing for us. Isn't that nice? Are you all ready? Here we go. Everyone together now? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. A little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yeah, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. And you kid girls too! Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Thanks, I needed that.
I thought so. Come on, Woody, we gotta go. No, don't let him take me. Help, I have to go to the bathroom. No, you don't, Woody, come on. Get in your case because it's time for Pastor to come for his announcements and the offering. Now, you'll be fine. You'll be comfortable. You spend all your time in this case, remember?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Right, Tom.
Are you comfortable?
Right, oh.
Are you sure?
Right, oh.
Woody, what is with the bright toe business? You sound like a British person.
He shut the suitcase on my right toe.
Oh, sorry, Pastor.
Oh, my. We've been keeping track of the visitors each night, so we have some visitors here tonight. So we want to ask, did anybody invite you to come? So I don't want to single out visitors if you don't want to be singled out, but if you were here tonight and somebody invited you to come, would you please raise your hand? Let me see, three. Who invited you to come? Which one? I don't know if we can do that or not. We'll have an executive decision later on here. Woody and I'll get together and we'll talk about this. So, well, we are thrilled that you are here tonight, and so we have this down as a request for. We'll see how that goes. So, anybody else here that's there are some visitors here tonight. Anyone invite you to come? If not, they go to the webs for their points. So he might win his own chalk drawing this week. So. We do want to welcome all of you here tonight. Also, today's a special day. We do not want to forget our veterans. And if you served in the military, would you stand, please? We want to acknowledge you and want to show our appreciation for you. Remain standing for just a minute. Before you sit down, would you just tell us which branch?
Army.
Army, okay?
Army.
Air Force. Force?
Air Force.
Army. We have one Navy man here, and the rest, thank you very much, man. Let's give him a round of applause. So, yes, thank you. Oh, yeah, Dave is also now, I'm sorry, two Navy men, is that right? Okay, good.
Two Air Force,
I'm sorry. Okay, I said Navy, and you pointed at Dave and said, wait a second. So thank you, men, for your service. We do appreciate that very much. We do want to take our offering tonight, and I was just thinking about I was just looking at Facebook and our service. You never know. You're streaming Facebook. We have about 8 families that are at home, and they're watching. But I looked at the views, and we had over 80 views for last night's service. And Sunday service, we had over 90 views. And I don't know who these people are. I don't know if they're on for just a minute or so or what. But I was thinking that if you are watching by Facebook and you would like to contribute to the love offering, then you can send your check to our church. And if you think that it's not going to get there by the time, you just call our treasurer, Dave Young. He can spot you a couple $1,000s. He just and you pay him back whenever you want to, next year sometime, whatever, you know, just. But, no, if you would like to give, you can contact us or send it in the mail. It'll probably be here by Friday. But the Lord has brought this family to us, and we're very grateful for that. And we do want to share with them, as he has taught us the word, we share with them. To take care of their physical needs, and we do thank you. When they contacted us, or when I contacted him, they sent the information. There's no demands. They would come for any size of church, and so they're not coming for a set amount, but we know the Lord knows their needs. So if you are participating, just pray and ask the Lord what he would have you to give, and we give as a free will offering. All the money that comes in will go to help the webs. Wesley, would you ask the Lord to bless the offering tonight, please? Thank you. That was the flugelbone.
No, that's a bass trumpet.
That was a bass trumpet. I'm sorry. Flugelbone is going to be sometime later. Bass trumpet, even though it's got the wrong mouthpiece on there. So that was fantastic. Let's turn to 390. 390. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Let's stand to sing. We'll just sing the first and the last stanza, 390.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep and stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I.
Year because of COVID and sidelined as it was at our home church in Western Maryland. Whenever we go back to our home church, which in a normal year is not very often, we normally leave home the first week of January and return back to our home church on the second week of December. But this year, though we started out meetings in the Philippines and then had a couple of meetings in North Carolina and then Virginia, then all the lockdowns started to take place and we were sidelined basically from then till the last part, with the exception of a week and a half, basically till the last half of August before we get started back into meetings again. So whenever we're home at our church, I have the privilege of leading all the singing, and I enjoy singing that song, Love Lifted Me. Whenever we do that, I like to make a change, and on the last chorus, sing Christ Lifted Me. Christ lifted me when no one else could help. Christ lifted me. It's his love that was shown for us in his coming to die on the cross of Calvary to pay the price of all of our sin debt. And I hope that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. If you're not sure you really are a child of God, I hope that you won't leave here tonight until you've settled that matter once and for all in your heart. It's not because of our good works we deserve eternal life. It isn't because of our church membership or our baptism or any such thing that way. But it's what Christ did on the cross of Calvary that paid for all of our sin and made available the gift of eternal life to us. It's Calvary that made all the difference.
Jesus came from heaven to a manger to save me from the depths of my sin. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, and now, praise the Lord, I am saved. Calvary made all the difference to a world full of sin and disgrace. Calvary made all the difference. Jesus died, lost sinners to save. I was bound by the chains of sin and shame, no hope.